Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLIVE, GCNLive.com. And, Rich Stevens was, and Rich has so much prepared for today, as always. Nothing new. He's always more prepared than we have time for, so we will not be taking calls today. Thank you. Rich, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Really well. I got some of the chores done. You know, we do farming as soon as we get up. You know, kind of like what you do, Rich. And you know, it was interesting. We were talking privately on the phone last evening. You mentioned that there's someone that you know very close to, and that person thinking that they might have to adopt your lifestyle, a lifestyle of preparedness.
Well, it's not just that person. There's a lot of people can see the writing on the wall where options and opportunities are dwindling by design, and people need plan Bs in life, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going to go through a lot of information on ideas and solutions. And what I'm going to start out with, Vince, is I heard a little bit of your broadcast yesterday in between my chores, and I heard you talking about the negative consequences of big tech. So that's what I'm going to start with. I'm going to do a little rant on not just ideas and solutions, but more importantly, waking people up about the consequences of what technology has given us, especially as of late, because too many people think it's to make their life easier, that automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence is going to make their life easier. They're going to have less work hours. They're going to make more money. Basically, it's just the opposite. It's more about control. So I'm going to start with some articles because I like to use facts, evidence, proof, and truth. And then I'm going to go into a little rant, and then I'm going to go into more. I have a whole list of ideas and solutions that pretty much 90%, I bet, I've discussed before. But I think we need to have broadcasts like this intermittently that's not just to wake people up on the corruption, even though I'm going to touch that a little bit too. I still have articles about the bioweapon. I still have a couple articles about election fraud. But I'm going to concentrate on ideas and solutions, especially as the broadcast progresses. Vince?
That sounds great to me. I'm just going to, I thought out some bonbons last night, took them out of the freezer, and I'm just going to sit back and relax. Actually, I'm kidding. We don't have candy in our house. But I am going to sit back and relax and take some notes. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And I always appreciate you allowing your instructors to take advantage of our First Amendment, which was given to us with blood and guts. And we owe these people, especially who gave their life for our freedoms and liberty, the respect to carry it on. So that being said, folks, I'm going to mention a few articles because I always like to give proof and evidence and facts. Okay? The only time I give comments is when I connect the facts. But I really I do my best to vet for authenticity, to third-party sources. And that's the best way to do it, in my opinion, because if everything was just a subjective, emotional opinion, banter, storytelling, and storytelling on occasion is good because you can give examples and analogies, but I like to back it up with proof, with numbers, with math, with economics, with science, not the kind that's bought and paid for, but the real stuff. And when I discuss anything in the medical field, as you know, my little disclaimer, I always give information that's been published in the public domain, whether it be articles or interviews, from physicians, researchers, and scientists. Pardon me. Okay, folks, here we go. If I do this right, I might be able to get through maybe 70% of what I'm prepared for today. So first article here, and I'm giving the consequences of technology for this particular segment. Twitter had weekly meetings with the FBI, the DHS, the DOJ, and the DNI. Now, folks, you paid. You, the ones who are listening today, you paid through your taxpayer money millions of dollars to the FBI to give to Twitter to basically censor stories about the 2020 election. This isn't just corruption, folks. This is unconstitutional collusion. In other words, it's illegal. Next article. And believe me, every one of these articles, I realize we can talk for an hour on each one. I have a finite amount of time, and I want to give as much information to wake up the people as possible. This next article is from today. It's titled, Emails, Documents Reveal Tangled Web of Amazon, Pentagon Connections Surrounding Defense Cloud Contract. Look, we have corruption across the board at every level. And I really urge people to do the homework and check out this article. It's on Breitbart.com. Next article. Bill Gates says AI can help solve digital misinformation problem. When you see words like misinformation, and God forbid they're attached to words like digital, these are all politically correct buzzword terms. This is, excuse me, professional wordsmithing. This is Hegelian dialectic. This is subliminal messaging, especially when they say it over and over and over again. And this is why technology is really an identity slavery system. They don't want to just steal your identity, your traditions, your culture. They want to assign you a new one, which means total loss of freedom, liberty, and sovereignty. It's not about giving you knowledge or having a happy life. It's about controlling and you being managed. You need to be aware of it. You need to say no to all this stuff because we all know, look, one thing I've done, I've given a lot of information over the years, and we've seen how the education system, government, big pharma, all parts of medicine, social institutions, NGOs, the court system, they're infected with psyops, corruption, greed, and racketeering. And all this does is consolidate power, money, and control for the elite. So when I say there's no more experts and official authorities, I give proof. You just have people who are willing, psychologically profiled, put in place, who are willing to sell out the American people for their own personal gain. There's no transparency. Everything is a fake, politically correct buzzword. It's done to disarm you so you can lower your protection. Basically, what they've done is create totalitarian attacks, whether it be from the mainstream media, Washington, D.C., the organizations, institutions, NGOs, it doesn't matter. They have betrayed the trust of the people, and they've corrupted their profession. That's what's happened. Okay, another article here, and I want to throw in a little good news here and there. Alberta's Daniel Smith just announced full blanket refusal of accepting digital ID blackmail for healthcare funding. This is part of what technology wants to do. They want to control youth through healthcare. They also want to destroy you through healthcare. So I want to give a kudos, a pat in the back to Alberta's Danielle Smith. She's a premier who's actually doing her job. These are the people who need protection, not the people born on third base, not the people who use victim group status to get a job based on what group they're in, and to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. Danielle Smith, and by the way, I realize I live right below Alberta. I don't know her. I'm not giving her any favors. She doesn't owe me any favors. I am giving credit where credit is due. Because, as you know, the most important way to judge somebody is what I call the pick effect. Patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Danielle Smith is a 10, especially to live in a totalitarian dictatorship like Canada. So those of you who are in Alberta who are listening to this program right now, you need to give her thanks. Send her emails. Pat her on the back. Say thank you. We have forgotten how to say thank you to the people who have courage. I'm going to mention a couple things on election fraud right here. A little homework, folks, because as you know, Vince always calls us the class, and I want to give homework in that context. There's an interview. Well, it's not really an interview. It's a 16, 17-minute video, very short. But every few seconds, it gives proof of election fraud with mathematics, with videos, every few seconds, and is titled Unmasked, as the truth about the 2020 election been uncovered. And I'm looking at, if I go on there with a Google search engine, it's going to come up and say the media could not be loaded, either because the server or network failed or because the format is not supported. I guarantee you it's the latter, because the powers that be do not want truth. So you might have to use a start page or some other search engine to watch this. But I really recommend you to watch the 16, 17-minute video. Every few seconds, it shows the 2020 election was fraud. Every few seconds. And then there's another, I remember talking about this several weeks ago, about Maricopa County. Their tabulation and election center had a heat map, if you recall me saying that. Well, basically, they showed Republican voter dot density. And then they just overlaid this recently and compared it with locations from all the tabulator failures that occurred on Election Day, is identical. It's slapped right in the middle of all of the Republican heat map voter density. And that's where all of the Maricopa County tabulation attacks was targeted. In other words, this election, folks, that took place in Arizona is null and void. It's null and void. The problem is our judges, our lawyers, and our politicians have been selected to sell out the American people for their own benefit. And that's pretty doggone sad. All right. I'm going to mention a couple of articles that I've mentioned recently, but since we're talking about ideas and solutions, I find it very important to discuss this again. After the break, when we get back, I will give some details on this. We all appreciate you being here, folks. We'll see you on the other side.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Appreciate this with this class. And next segment after this one begins, solutions. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks. I'm going to mention a couple articles here on healthcare that I talked about. It's titled, this one's on thegatewaypundit.com. It's titled, Do You Know Someone with Long COVID and Vaccinated? Here's a guide for spike protein detox by the World Council for Health. Now, when I first saw this article, I was very hesitant. When I hear anything about World Council and they work collaboratively with 170 organizations in 40 countries, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a red flag these days, you know, especially when you hear everything, all the crimes done by the World Economic Forum, the UN, the Council of Foreign Relations, and how they want to consolidate power, money, and control for the elite. So, but they give a really good definition on spike proteins, and they talk about spike protein detox, and there's a very interesting Japanese study on here about the Pfizer vaccine that 48 hours post-vaccination, vaccine particles had traveled to various tissues throughout the body and did not stay at the injection site. Remember how they said one of the cells, which turned out to be a tell, that it was not going to go past the injection site? Well, they found high concentrations in the liver, bone marrow, ovaries, and we've given many, many articles where it's been in the in the heart, the brain, and many other areas. And there was even studies done in mice talking about how it crossed the blood-brain barrier and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of things we've talked about, you know, over the last actually couple of years about spike proteins, like where there's spike protein inside every single cancer cell. That's a fairly new article. And COVID jab spike proteins get delivered to all bodily organs, resulting in hyper-accelerated aging. So these are all legitimate concerns. But the reason why I'm discussing this article is because they talk about the solutions, the top 10 detox essentials, and they mention vitamin D, vitamin C, NAC, ivermectin, quercetin, zinc, magnesium, and a few more. And they give about the Zelenko protocol. They mention the top 10 detox guides, actual guides that you can get. And this next article here was actually an interview with Dr. Betsy Eads on USAWatchdog.com, and it's titled "At Least 1 Billion Dead or Disabled from COVID-19 Bioweapon Dr. Betsy Eads," and she's saying how there's going to be a tsunami of vaccine deaths coming in the next 2 years. Hopefully this information, you know, are we trying to scare you a little bit? Of course, because we use facts. One of the facts that she exposed was an article about Australian deaths had an increase of 5,162%. I mean, you almost need a calculator. That's not numbers. That's not a cardinal number. That's percentage. And that should scare everybody. But she also mentioned solutions. And she talks about bioweapon therapies here for detoxing from COVID-19. And she mentions hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, chlorine dioxide, interferon spray, NAC glutathione, IV chelation therapy, and more. So go to USA Watchdog. Please listen to the interview, and at the end of the page, it gives solutions. And yesterday, I listened to a very disturbing video on StuPeters.com, and he was interviewing Dr. Shimon Janowitz. And basically, he was talking about how shedding, and a lot of physicians, real physicians, call it transmission, was making the unvaxxed very sick. Basically, saying that this is not just a disease of the vaccine, but a disease of the vaccinated. And he's very concerned. He's done the studies on the shedding and how the unvaxxed are getting ill, and using hydrogel technology, producing fumes, which can irritate the eyes, burn skin, and are toxic. So the vaccinated people are shedding their toxins on the unvaccinated simply by breathing on them, and he has proof of this. And this nanotech is designed to spread from person to person as part of a forced inoculation scheme. And he mentioned that they tested a bunch of unvaxxed people, and up to 80 to 85% had this nanotechnology in them. So this is very dangerous. They want world depopulation, and they want it soon. So this is why I mentioned the solutions or the therapies in the last two previous articles. We'll be right back.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. Americans are expected to spend nearly $26 billion on Valentine's Day this year.
That's one of the highest amounts to date, up from nearly $24 billion last year. The National Retail Federation estimates that shoppers will spend an average of just over $192 per person on gifts. I'm Trey Thomas.
The suspect responsible for the mass shooting at Michigan State University on Monday night is dead. Officials say a 43-year-old man with no affiliation to the school killed three people and critically wounded five.
MSU Police Interim Deputy Chief Chris Rossman.
This truly has been a nightmare that we are living tonight.
Inflation goes up another half percentage point. In January, as the CPI number was released Tuesday morning, inflation sits at 6.4% over last year. Lance Fry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
America used to be the most productive country in the world, the most innovative. That is how we won World War II. There's a famous doctor who had been on the air with me for about 12 years, every week. And he and I talked about how you can't be productive and innovative when you're sick or unhappy. Class, America is both sick and unhappy. Rich?
Thank you, sir. Let me just comment really quick on what you said, then I want to give an assessment of what I went through just now. You know, when you're talking about all these excuses or under the guise of climate change and all this tyranny that they're invoking on us, like ESG, which is environmental, social, and government, or EDI, which is equality, diversity, and inclusiveness or inclusion. We have to realize this is all to consolidate power, money, and control. It's to make the rich get richer. That's part of their agenda. And all we're going to get in return is lower quality, lower expertise, lower qualifications, less proven results, less safety of any product or service, less opportunity, less incentives to work. The job won't be earned because you're going to get a job based on your protectionist group status, which is you're born on third base like Hunter Biden, and you get a job based on your nepotism connection, or you do get a job based on what group you're in, because the elite wants to create a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on your victim group status. Expectations down, bars of standards and qualifications down. You're going to have more animosity, which is by design, less confidence in the system, more infighting, more chaos. There's going to be an explosion of everything from race wars to gender wars to you name it. In fact, they want World War III, and unless you're living with your head in the sand, you can see that. This total destruction of meritocracy, destruction of institutions, civilizations, everything's going to be a psyop to justify hate one group against the other, and they're going to rationalize a caste system for the poor and the middle class, which is the bottom 93% at the very least, while we see Gates and Bezos and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Zuckerbergs, the Soroses, all the white males not earning their money, getting nepotism connections for their kids, getting millions of dollars of inheritances of their money, land, and businesses that they didn't even earn, that they got through, like just I mentioned about Bezos and how he's getting his billions, through you. So basically, you're going to be paying for their grants, their subsidies, their bailouts, and they don't earn a doggone thing, and they're going to control you. And that's what this whole artificial intelligence is about. I talked about CGI, which is computer-generated imagery. I talked about ChatGPT, which can basically fake everybody out with giving a different person's voice or even video, AI imitating avatar. This is about making everything artificial and less real. That includes facts, that includes people. That is basically control. That is basically common sense, logic. Everything is to be artificial, and they're going to sell it to you. So this is why we need more communication. We need the mentor-protege relationships to come back across the board, especially one-on-one questions. People need to start looking people in the eye, get rid of the earphones, get rid of the earbuds, stop being afraid of talking to people because you're intimidated or someone has more confidence in you. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, a young person who was trying to find their soulmate on a dating app. Everything is programmed, folks. Everything is fake and devolving. That's the objective. Now, do you meet someone really, your soulmate, on a dating app? I'm sure you do once in a while. But you got to remember, these apps, I've talked to these people. It's so much better to meet somebody in public anywhere because you can see, look them in the eye and say, hey, does that person have confidence? Is that person BSing me and telling me the truth? But, you know, when I hear the consequences of these dating apps, they throw in a younger picture that's 10 to 15 years younger, or they appear to be taller in the picture, or they appear to be more fit in the picture. And then when they see them, everything, you got to remember, that's what AI does. And it motivates by fear. You know, will it be UFOs or little green men or Antichrist? It doesn't matter. It's going to take over search categories, definitions, everything. And this is why we're seeing so many of the lower IQs, memory, brain fog. You know, granted, a lot of it's from the so-called bioweapon that they call a vaccine. But more people are going into default mode. We even heard a road rage commercial just a few moments ago. People are being groomed to be followers and not thinkers. They're being, look at how many more people are snitching and tattletaling. Look at how many more people are listening to secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information, rumors, gossip, and hearsay. Because they're intellectually lazy to do the reading and research, or they don't have the strength or the confidence to go up to Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue and say, hey, is this true, or can we talk? And this is why Trump was labeled a Russian spy. And guess what happened? It was all Hillary Clinton, the DNC, that created the Alpha Bank hoax, the P dossier, the Steele dossier. Everything's fake. You really believe that Justice Brett Kavanaugh is a gang rapist? That's what they do. They don't give proof and evidence. They sell. It's all emotional selling. What the powers that be are doing is promoting weakness, and that's what this artificial intelligence is going to do. Lower the bars of standards and qualifications for a job across the board. Haven't you noticed? Look at all the people in the FBI, the DOJ. They're all ignoring their oaths. There's no more vows. There's no more word of honor. There's no more work ethic. The system is attacking the weakest link, mostly based on what group you're in. And that group, and basically, when you kowtow to those psyops, you are making yourself and your group and your country toxic. Because you're going to get temporary rewards by showing this weakness. But the agenda is to eliminate humanity, in other words, humans, and replace us with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. That's why I give so many examples of how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divide and conquer strategies all the time. It's just toxic. It makes also people promote violence, drugs, suicide, selling narratives from the elite. All it does is help the world's elite consolidate power, money, control for themselves. I've heard people say, well, with all this new technology, we're going to be able to not work at all and live forever. No, the life extension technology is going to go to the elite, not to you. When you go into default mode and you give an emotional response because you've lost the ability to think critically, and you just go, oh, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, mental, violent, hair, conspiracy theorist, white supremacist, radical, that's what they want. They don't want you to think. They just want you to call someone names. They just want you to give a script for your defense. You got to remember, these attacks that we're going to get, and it's going to come hard, it's not just power and cyber attacks. It's communications, it's internet, it's transportation, food, economy. You are going to be a slave to the system, and you can't get out of it. They want to centralize everything. They are grooming the people to protect their ego and their pride and saving face while dismissing the facts. They are going to digitalize healthcare. It's not just smartphones. It's smart homes. It's smart cities. It's total control of you. Big tech, big pharma, government, and they're all colluding with private big corporations who get all the bailouts. There's going to be no accountability. It's going to be government media hit jobs and setups. And there's going to be no consciousness from this AI, no principle, no standing for principle. It's going to be 100% psychological conditioning. So you have to be aware of it. That's why I went into this rant. You have to continue. The solution is to have one-on-one conversations, to talk to people who do the reading and research. None of us do this for our own benefit because we're being demonetized. We're being delegitimized. We're being discredited. We're doing this for our country. Trust me. If you knew some of the things that we have to deal with because we say the truth, you wouldn't want to do that. So if you don't have the decency to at least stand up for over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for you, for your freedoms, for your liberty, then I don't know what to tell you if you can't even do that. I want to go to a little sidebar here before I go and start ripping out solutions here. When I was talking about healthcare right now and the spike proteins and things like that, I have a question to Dr. Pierre Corey, to Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Eads, all the true, real doctors who have courage against the pig effect. Karen Kingston, who I know she's not a physician, but she does a lot of reading on contracts and patents and medical stuff. My question to all of you listening who have the right credentials and the right courage, my question to you is, a lot of people come up to me and talk about, you know, they're waking up and they say, God, I hope I got a placebo and things like that. My question to you is, regarding the shelf life of the vaccine, we know there's been a bunch of physicians and nurses and pharmacists that have thrown the vaccine vial out and said and gave them a so-called passport or so-called legitimate authenticity that they did take it. But what about the people who did take the vaccine? Was there, and I can't use the term efficacy because this is a bioweapon, was it as toxic and poisonous if the vaccine was taken out of the below zero storage? Has the spike protein been deactivated, which would affect mortality for the betterment of those people? I just want to know what the probabilities are. So for those physicians who are listening, or for those of you who know any of those physicians, other broadcasts, I'd like you to pose that question about the toxicity and poisonous regarding the storage, if it was taken out of below zero storage for X amount of time. All right, going more into, I'm looking at the time here, and I want to rip out solutions here. And Vince, please feel free if you want to add to any of this. I probably have, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, somewhere in there. But if you want to add to this, I'd be more than happy to hear what you have to say.
Let's have a couple quick comments, Rich. Number one, it was a Super Bowl ad. I did not see the ad, but I saw the report in the media about Disney. And in this ad, there is a cartoon character, like the equivalent of a Snow White. Maybe it was Snow White. But for a brief millisecond, you could see right through her gown. Right through her gown. Someone took the extra effort to let you look through her gown. Just for a second. Well, actually, less than a second. It's all intentional, class. This is the sickness, the trashiness that is invading our country.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury.
Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Professor, I was reading an article a couple days ago in the mainstream media, and it's an article about an interview coach. And this gal says that you need to, here are five lies that you need to tell in order to get that job. Can you imagine that? An interview coach is telling you to lie on your job application or during your interview, to embellish your previous job title, to lie about why there's a gap in your employment history, to lie about your previous title, to embellish your previous title. That's just three. Can you imagine that? That is what people are being taught, to lie. And then if you look at the Baltimore City school system, it's unbelievable. There are 23 public schools in Baltimore, Baltimore, Maryland. That's right outside of Washington, D.C., where not one of the children in the school system understands basic math. Now, this is 23 schools, 10 high schools, 8 elementary schools, 3 middle schools, and two other schools. No one understands basic math. Now, the boss of this public school system makes $445,000 annually. If you love your children, take them out of the public training and indoctrination camp. You will help prevent them from being a homo. Rich?
All right. And speaking of, you know, lies and embellishment, you know, one of the articles I read recently is that YouTube canceled the unvaccinated dating venue. Look, I understand how a lot of people have gotten kind of addicted or used to technology. But when you look somebody in the eye, and you get to know them and have a conversation with them, you're going to find out if they've been vaxxed or not. Or if they've been with somebody, I'm trying to be gentle here, with somebody who has been vaxxed. Because we've talked about the shedding and transmission many different times, including bodily fluids. So we need to go back to conversations, especially one-on-one conversations. We've lost it, and this has all been done. We've been groomed to do this. Okay, I'm going to go start talking about self-sufficiency, you know, things like just solutions, canning, gardening. It's not just self-sufficiency. I'm talking about everything because of time. So gardening is absolutely important. You need to have heirloom or open pollinated seeds. And we're really close to the point in not quite here in Montana yet, unless I'm talking peppers, where you can start cultivating and putting your seeds in the ground for germination. So all you need to do is put it, it doesn't even have to be sunny for germination. You can just put it next to a wood stove or a heat source, and that's going to be enough. Just got to make sure, you know, the soil's hydrated enough. We have to go back into canning. We have to go back into the lost skill sets of the 19th century. There's no problem with dovetailing them with 21st century technology, but we have to know how to do things the old way. Gardening is an absolute must. Maybe raising animals, maybe hunting and fishing, depends on how you do it. Maybe living off-grid. And by the way, all the suggestions that I give, like what I just did, is how we live, okay? So a lot of talk about open borders and all the crimes that's coming from the open borders. You know, here's an article right here. And this is why they're accelerating everything. The number of Chinese migrants caught at the southern border skyrockets over 700%. I want you to think about that, folks. So when we have people doing crimes, murder, rape, any type of the hundreds if not thousands of categories under mayhem, the lawyers and the politicians and the judges who are proponents of these open borders need to be indicted. All of their net worth needs to be confiscated to go to the victims' families. And if you have any politician that's been admitted by Klaus Schwab that they're owned by the World Economic Forum, they need to be arrested for treason. Another solution is but when you hear about tests, whether it be for COVID or any variant, any strains, we need to have credible tests. Do not believe a word anybody says, because most of it is fake or phony. We need to have practice what you preach laws. So I'm just ripping through things. We've talked about this all the time. When you have somebody who's asking you to put a mask on and they're caught in a restaurant in a big party not wearing masks, remember Obama had a big party at his house or whatever venue it was at, and the mainstream, and they got caught on film with photos and video not wearing masks. And you know what the mainstream media said? Well, they're more sophisticated than other people. I am not kidding you. We need to have, when people are talking about climate change, global warming and all this crap, which is a hoax, and they're flying around on jets around the world, including private jets, especially private jets, we need to have practice with your priest laws. It just shows how intellectually lazy and cowardice our judges, lawyers, and politicians are. Should have been done years ago. We'll be right back.
Yeah, and Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, was photographed at a restaurant when masks were required without a mask. Yep, it was in the media. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.